This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado has reached a tentative agreement for the long-promised passenger train from Denver to northern Colorado. The state says the service agreement lowers the cost enough to finally build the rail service. CPR's Ben Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis's top advisor, Lisa Kaufman, has been spearheading the project to get three daily round-trip routes from Denver to Fort Collins, including stops in Boulder County.
While the vote to have passenger rail service from Denver to northern Colorado passed in 2004, there's never been agreement with the host railroad on how to do that service, and there's never been a path to be able to fund that service.
State fees on rental cars and oil and gas production are partly funding it. State and local boards still need to sign off on the agreement before the design phase can begin. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD's CEO will step down at the end of her contract, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
RTD CEO Deborah Johnson, who oversees the 8-county district, told staff she would not be signing a new contract. Johnson, who has served in the role since 2020, has led the organization through the pandemic, an uptick in crime on buses and trains, and a massive drop in ridership and fares. In 2024, CPR reported staff accused Johnson of creating an abusive work environment. Under her leadership, she has struggled to bring in sufficient revenue and attract riders. Now RTD faces a $215 million budget crisis. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And this is CPR News and KRCC. For Denver in the Springs today, highs in the 70s with possible rain.